she had obviously a 9/11 conspiracy theory and said it was a cartoon, saw people waving, whatever else. I think it bothers everyone here, but for some reason, I think it really stirs up a lot of venom towards her because everyone was here for
that. We were all here for that. But again, the only reason, like, I could get really angry at her, it's she's not talking about it in a malicious way. You know, there's some people who are just malicious about it. She's just a little out there. She believes it. I think that I find her to have ignorance rather than malice. So it's hard for me to get mad at her. It's easier for me to write her off and go, she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. But I guess she feels the same way about me. I couldn't understand how come you can cartoon planes flying in, but it's impossible to put in people waving. You know what I mean? Like she said, no, you could never put people waving. That could never be put in digitally. But they put in a cartoon of the plane going in.
Well, you understood more than I did when listening to this interview.
And why did you use the word cartoon? What's a cartoon?
I know, that confused me. Teddy, hit clip number one. Here's Paula talking about 9/11.
What do you think caused the buildings to fall, then? Clearly they're not there. What caused them to fall?
You mean what caused steel to turn into dust?
Yes.
I know I don't believe thermite. They tried to do that at Burning Man to show thermite, you know, could possibly do it. But if you've got people waving from a hole, it's certainly not going to be...
What do you think happened, Paul? That's
right. The buildings aren't there anymore. What happened?
Did planes hit the building or not?
This is not a conspiracy, by the way.
Okay.
Conspiracy,
did planes hit the building?
You just go on your VCR, hit rewind, and go frame by frame, and you watch...
Paul, did planes... A lot of us aren't following this. Did planes hit the building?
Well... I don't believe so.
You don't believe
what
so.
Caused the big gash?
Gash. Keyword. Gash.
The tendency is to be ridiculed for thinking, to try to think about it.
And she was ridiculed, but rightfully so, in my opinion. Benj, I know you look into these conspiracy theories. Like, was she coming from a completely bizarre place, or do other people subscribe to what she was...
I think there's a huge movement. Any kind of horrible tragedy throughout history, people always want to say, like, oh, there must have been some, you know, it wasn't on the surface what happened. And there's a huge movement, especially with the internet, of a 9/11 community that has all kinds of, like, you know, theories.
But there's different movements argue with other movements, too. Like, there was an email that Fred sent out of a guy, another movement... that said Paula's crazy, but they had another conspiracy theory.
But Benji's right, because my son Jackson's 13 years old. He comes home one day, and there's this movie that's on YouTube and on the Internet. I think it's like 45 minutes long. I forget what it's called, but somebody would call in and know in a minute what it's called.
Loose Change?
That's the one.
Yeah,
Loose Change. So, Chris, my son watches it. He's like, Dad, you have to come and see this. So I watch it, and I have to explain to him that it's all bullshit. And now I get calls from people going, no, I'm wrong. It's not bullshit. But listen, we were here in the city that day. We know people who died. We know people who were down on the scene. It is what it is.
For a while, we were advertising a video that called into question, and some people here seem to subscribe to it, that whether or not the Pentagon was hit.
I know.
But who do you?
Why don't we just all bring up my DVD of Capricorn 1, and we can decide whether anyone ever... I would ask her if she thought somebody walked on the moon, and again, she couldn't say yes or no. She goes... You know, I did not have a strong feeling of patriotism would happen. I'm like, well, give me the fucking answer.
Do you guys think is crazier, though, like Riley Martin or Paula?
I think Riley, deep down inside, knows he's full of shit. I really do. I think deep down inside, he knows he's more like a snake oil salesman to me. That's just very good at it.
And Paula doesn't believe what she's saying?
No, I think Paula believes what she says. Totally.
She's a little wackier, then.
Yes.
JD, what do you think?
Yes. I think she's a little, she's a little crazy. That's it.
Hey, that interview with Paula Gloria just really exemplified ignorance at its top. One thing that I seem to notice here is that Riley has a tendency to try to sell us on something despite the fact that we can't see it, where Paula is trying to sell us on something that we have already seen.
Right, but what she's telling us is that we haven't seen what we think we've seen.
Absolutely. I think she's way outside of her bounds, despite her tantra and mantra.
Yeah, I'm not sure what her bounds are, so I can't tell you that she's outside of them.
No, it was very interesting to see how everyone was a bit besides themselves this morning.
You know, it's like John said earlier, it's a hot button, especially for us, because we were all there that day, and we're pretty sure we know what happened. But maybe I'm in the majority who's not smart enough to realize what she knows.
Or you're believing just what you saw on TV,
right? I'm a lemming.
Well, as an engineer, it's hard for me to digest some of the things that she wants to talk about, because I don't think she has any clue to things associated with metals and momentum and all the things
right,
that remain
right. When
the plane crashes.
When she said that, how could a plane go into a building and the plane would have buckled? How does she? Then we all take that as if that's common knowledge, but who the hell is she? She's not an engineer.
Well,
why am I taking her word on that?
Apparently, no. You guys didn't see the Lemite at Burning Man.